From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah advancing last night in the first round of the state 3A playoffs. Another win against North Henderson. And by my count, that's in my memory, it's the second time in 15 years that we have ended the season with an opponent, play them right back again the next weekend. Same situation. This was with Smoky Mountain, I think, 15 years ago. Finished with them on the road during the regular season, came back and played a home playoff game against them, 2-0 in both counts. But it's a good place to be, Coach. Last night, I thought we played very well on both sides of the football. Did a lot of things that I thought that, we found some things, I think, last week, particularly defensively in that fourth quarter, and we talked about that a good bit and had a lot of possessions versus not very many for them last week. This time, again, much, much better, I think, across the board from start to finish defensively, and the offense continued to make things happen. I thought it was a well-called game. Again, played really, really well last night. I know you feel very excited and proud for these kids to get this home win.
Just glad to get the win. I mean, any way you can, obviously, at this point, because it's, win in advance. To come back home, that was a goal for these kids, especially late in the season, to try to get a home playoff game. And, to get the unfortunate draw and have to draw North Henderson back-to-back, which, just a solid football team. I talked about them last week. I didn't think that it would be 96 points scored. I didn't think that it would be up in the 50s. I actually thought maybe in the low 20s. But I just thought that I thought we made some good adjustments. I thought they did too, though. I thought they did some really good things defensively for us, and caught us a couple of times in some bad situations that we had a hard time getting out of. Field position became an issue there a couple of times during the second half, right, and just couldn't get out of the hole offensively. And then, defensively, we had a couple of stops in there throughout the way. They wasn't all just there in the fourth quarter like the week before, which was good. We needed that. Had some fourth down stops, turnover on downs. Still last night, I think there were only one punt apiece, yeah, attempted.
Yeah.
The week before, there were zero.
Yeah.
Defense has played a little bit better on both sides, but just an all-around good game. I kind of thought maybe if we could maybe get up a little bit, they would be ready to move on to the next season, but they were not. I mean, they came right out and played extremely hard, 14-10 at halftime, and just I thought we finally started taking, some of the running game and really kind of asserting ourselves a little bit, kind of like what we did in the fourth quarter last week. I thought we picked that up a little bit about mid-third quarter and a little bit earlier than we did last week, and certainly that helped us.
I want to go back to this because I think it's important. We were talking about this during the first segment before we even got on the air. We have, for North, 0-4. They were 0-4 on fourth downs last night, got tremendous stops there, only 6 of 13 on third down. Being able to hold them out, I remember in the first half, holding them out of the end zone, even when they got that good field position and perhaps made a drive, only holding them to 3 points there through, much of the first half was a big deal. The first two drives for them resulted in only 3 points, and I thought it was really important that we sort of established in our own minds, we can stop them here, and that gave us an advantage going forward, I thought, too.
I think confidence in what we were doing, confidence from our kids. The kids, still didn't flinch. I mean, it was back and forth and back and forth. Of course, they were up, they went up first.
Mm-hmm.
But just thought overall our kids just did a great job of making sure we got a chance to play another week.
When you go back to your first thoughts, because I didn't ask you this earlier, but your first thoughts when you saw that was who we would play, what went through your mind first?
The first thing that went through my mind is really for both teams, and I thought of it from their side as well, that's an awful good football team that got that draw. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had some teams in the brackets that were much higher seeds than them with 4-6 records, 5-5 records. Mm-hmm. And for them to have the record that they had, I think what it was 7-3, mm-hmm, really good football team and had every opportunity to be a second place team in our conference. I thought it was an unlucky draw for them. But I thought it was even more of an unlucky draw for us because we obviously we had just faced them. But I mean, it took a lot to get that first win. I just wasn't sure, you know, how our kids would be coming back in on Monday and starting the week of practice. We changed some things up, practice wise, and shortened some things up in hopes that, you know, we might get them re-energized a little bit. Didn't know how they would be, knowing they had to play North again,
right,
and how tough of a game it was. How would we be defensively? I know we got the two stops, you know, last week late in the game.
Yeah.
Would that carry over, or would we have the hangover
yeah.
from, man, we just couldn't stop them, couldn't stop them. But I think the preparation was really good this week. You know, we brought some of those young kids up off of the JV program, and our scout teams were solid
yeah.
for us all week. Gave us really good looks. You know, I thought the preparation was nice. Thought we had good game plans on both sides of the ball. Still had to make some halftime adjustments, and still had to challenge the kids at halftime, you know, to come out and to execute what we were trying to put together. And I know offensively for us to get that first drive and to go down and get points was huge. You know, we talked about that. We, you know, even if we didn't, we're okay, but it would certainly help us if we could
yeah.
get some points off that
yeah.
first drive. And, you know, it was really good to see us do that.
Would you have, or would you suggest that the cold in the middle of the week or the cold in the second half last night changed anything at all?
I don't think so. I mean, you would have thought maybe it would have affected them. I mean, you know, obviously we're practicing down here this week in the stadium and, you know, kind of used to it. I mean, we're finishing practice before game time starts.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's, you know, it got pretty cold on Wednesday and Thursday. So, I thought it might have hurt them a little bit, you know, going into the game, but I don't think it did at all. I really don't. I think Fauntleroy, you know, ended up having 39 carries. I mean, he carried the load last night
yeah.
for him. Again, just such a really good back. You know, made some really good moves in the hole. He was very shifty. I think he finally maybe wore down a little bit,
yeah.
you know, going into that fourth quarter, and I think Braden picked it up.
Yeah.
I think that's when he has excelled the last 2 weeks for us is we got in the fourth quarter, he's ready to go, and it's helped us that he hasn't had to play any defense, and he's fresh coming on the field.
Did you think of anything this Sunday and those conversations with your coaches versus the last week or any changes sort of philosophically after you had played them once?
I think we had to do some things differently and give them a couple of different looks, you know, and we moved a few people around and did some things that they didn't see the first week. It caused a little bit of problem for them, not as much as what I had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I come back to, and Zach Wilkins is their defensive coordinator, and that's Coach Danny Wilkins, a longtime coach at Asheville, that's his son. I thought Zach did a really good job calling the game. He bounced between fronts. He personnelled us. When we went heavy, he went heavy. I mean, he had a good eye on what we were doing. I think we were able to execute a couple of plays in there that he didn't expect that helped us. And like I said, he caught us a couple of times. He rolled some coverages a little bit on us that caught us. I just thought it was a really nice chess match, you know, between our offense and their defense as we went through the game. And then defensively for us, we just had to get a handle on Fauntleroy. I don't know how many tackles he broke. He just did just such a solid job for them. And then, you know, finally we started getting a few of them stops, you know, here and there as we went, and some fourth down turnover on downs. And, again, just a great win for the kids.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restoration is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Coach, while I'm thinking about this, I want to come back to it. You talked about the opposition, you know, making a change based on the personnel that you roll out there, you know, in the midst of the game. So how does that work as far as, you know, do you have those guys up ready to go? And so when you see, again, if you're them, you know, you see us roll that heavy package out there, you believe that's what we're getting into, you go and make that substitution at the same time. Are you given a little bit of extra time, or you still have to be out there before they make the snap?
Right, you still have to. It's not like the college where you've got to be allowed
time. That's why I asked that.
Where you've got to be allowed time. It's not like them. I mean, you've got to be able to have those guys ready, you know, to get on the field quickly. They did that last night and did a good job of it. I mean, you know, we got in some different packages, you know, probably – I'm going to say maybe four different series, maybe five, and they rolled a little bit heavier package in when we did, you know, to try to match it, you know, for numbers, size for size type stuff. And I thought they could, you know, that was an adjustment that they made from the week before, which I thought was a good adjustment, smart adjustment for them. You know, we came back and made a couple of those type adjustments in the second half where we didn't have to get in such a heavy package but still get what we wanted, and, you know, didn't have them bringing out their heavy stuff,
right,
you know, which was good. So we kind of countered with it, you know, late in the game, you know, late third quarter, early fourth quarter, that really helped us, you know, especially with the running game with Braden. And it kept them from getting that heavy package on the field. So, again, it was just a chess match. It was just kind of back and forth as we went.
And it's a chess match, too, because it's exactly the term that I was going to use. It's a chess match, too, that you're playing even ahead of time. Are you sitting there thinking this weekend, okay, you know they're going to make things adjustment. You're trying to maybe outguess what those, you know, adjustments may be on either side, what it is that they might pick up on to try to, you know, run out there. You're trying to perceive that ahead of time too, aren't you?
Well, you're trying to be, so for us as a offensive group, you're trying to put yourself in their shoes and be that defensive coordinator. All right, you just got through playing us. What did we do that gave you such a fit? What do we got to stop? How do we do it with the personnel we've got? And then on the other side of it, you know, for us defensively, looking at their offense, you know, what did we struggle stopping? How do we try to stop it? Is there anything they can give us different? You know, we both used quite a few trick plays. Got to be able to prepare for those as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and that comes down to a lot of eye discipline on that. You know, not losing focus on what your responsibility is. And then you also got to think about special teams. Is there a place in there we might be able to sneak something on special teams, you know, to help us out as well? Saw a different formation for them in, on their punt team, you know, and thankfully they, you know, there was a timeout called, and, you know, I think we were probably adjusted pretty well before the timeout, but just kind of double checked everything and made sure we were, and, you know, we were good to go. I think, you know, it was a short punt too. They ended up getting a short one, but, yeah. Man, the punt we got, we were pinned back, and I knew that, you know, they were going to get good field position, and Walker just boomed one out of there, 46 yards, got a great roll, yeah. You know, rolled it all the way onto the other side of the 50, yeah. Which was great because I was really concerned, you know, we weren't going to be able to get that out of there, yeah. And help the defense. But Walker had a really good punt to help us get it out of there, and that helped us too.
When you work on, you know, guarding against the trick plays and those kinds of things, how do you do that over the week of the practice? Is that just a built-in time to your schedule? How do you typically address that?
You know, it's a guessing game, and I'm talking about, you know, trying to guess what they're going to do. So it's kind of a guessing game. Sometimes it's film you've seen during the year, maybe on another team. Maybe if you've got a back that loves to carry it a lot, you might try to build him in some type of pass, you know, because what's going to suck your defense up, you know, when they see something like that. And, you know, for us, you know, we try to look at it as, all right, is there a place that we might be able to steal some yardage? It doesn't necessarily have to be a touchdown. You know, it doesn't have to be that kind of a trick play. But, you know, just something to catch them off guard a little bit and might be able to get a key first down or, you know, get out of the hole down deep, you know, anything like that. And it was nice. You know, we had a couple last night that we were able to use, and they had a couple that they tried to use. I know one of them they got, one of them they didn't, but you know, it was just a solid game, very well coached, both sides, you know, and both sides were working the officials hard, trying to get calls, and yeah. I mean, it was just a really good game last night.
One of the things we took advantage of, and I thought about this late last night too, in the heavy package, still finding the tight end dragging across and getting that touchdown with Jake, I thought was a big deal too. So just because you get into that package doesn't mean that you don't have options throwing the ball, and we took advantage of that.
Sure, I think that's one thing that you got to look at too when you get in those kind of situations. You can't limit yourself, you know, just because of the package that you've got in there. And, you know, we felt like they were going to make some adjustments. I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was a little surprised when they personnelled us as good as they did. But it put them a little bit thinner on the back end, you know, and,
right.
And we were able to take advantage of that with, you know, Jake for the for the touchdown there in the end zone.
Yeah, very good game last night in terms of the play calls, too. Back in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step-by-step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Coach, just going back to last night, you know, offensively for us, what we've got stat broadcast wise was 450 offensively to North's 347, which was, you know, 100 yards better than they were. There's a bigger difference there compared to 2 weeks ago. I mentioned before how excellent we were on fourth down, certainly against them on third down as well. Continue to be very balanced, you know, throwing the football versus what you mentioned earlier about the run game and getting things going. And you're right. I just thought that Braden in the second half, as soon as he got the touch, I felt like something could happen. His legs were already going, and he was already seeing something. But had a brilliant night, too. But, again, you know, compare week over week, it was a little bit different complexion in the game. But I thought we were better, and I thought we got better between the first week and the second week, too, which is always what you want to be able to do as you go into the playoffs, and the games get harder and harder as you go through.
Absolutely. I mean, you looked at those stats, and they're very comparable. You know, the first game, I think we had a little over 500 yards offense. We had 450-something yards this mm-hmm. week. They had 385 last week. They had 352 this week. I mean, just not that far off. 24 first downs last week. We had 18 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last week they had 20. This week they had 15. I mean, you think your defense has got a little bit better as they went from game one to game two. You know, we were still very balanced as far as what we did offensively.
Yep.
From run to pass. Obviously, they were much more heavy on the rushing side of it, but they were the first game as well. I mean, they were – 260 yards rushing last night, and you know, there were 307 rushing yards the week before. So I mean, just very comparable, but defense has got a little bit better. So a little bit, you know, less than what they were the week before, but I know I've said it a couple of times. I mean, it's just a really good, solid ball game last night. You know, there were some turnovers there on both sides. You had a couple of penalties in there. I know we got a chop block on that first drive, that hurt us and backed us up, kind of got us out of field goal position, that I go back and look at. We had one run for us offensively where we got out of that hole, and we got a holding call on the outside right after we'd got the first down. That got us, you know, so that, I remember those two penalties for sure. I think we had another late hit out of bounds defensively right that pushed a couple of first downs for them offensively. So, I mean, it wasn't nothing that just necessarily killed you, but it comes back and can bite you, you know what I mean? But just a solid game all the way around. I thought crowd was really good last night, had a good crowd. I thought they brought a pretty good crowd as well. They were loud on that side. I thought it's two solid teams, two solid staffs, getting after it.
On the defensive side, I thought we were much better. We worried a lot last week in terms of the broadcast, you know, against them setting the edge. We did a much better job of containment, I thought, last night, and forced a lot of the runs it felt like in the middle. Now, again, their back was Zion. I was telling Dad before we got started, he would maybe, you know, have a hole that he was designed to go through for the play and kind of back out of that and find something else on his own a lot of the time. But I thought we did a lot better job against them potentially setting the edge last night, and the defensive game plan was really solid for us.
I think so, and really good back. He may be the best back we've seen all year. I mean, he was that good. I thought that coming out of the first game, and I thought, well, maybe since that first game, and we, you know, was pretty physical with him, maybe he wouldn't want to go toe-to-toe with us again, but he did every bit of it. And he was still breaking some tackles last night. You know, like you mentioned, he bounced a lot of things.
Yeah.
And most of the time you think, well, he's going to bounce to the outside. He bounced back to the inside,
yeah,
you know, quite a few times. With us having to set the edge, it put us a little thinner in the middle. You know, and sometimes that's a good thing if you're able to set the edge and, you know, make the tackle out there. But if you're bringing it back into the middle, you know, like he was, it's a couple of less defenders that's in there, and he took advantage of those things.
I know he's a dangerous back. We had him with 37 carries and 200 yards. Are you surprised that the other kid, the Payne kid, did not get as many carries as he did?
No. You know, and the one young man, the number two, the other really good back that they had coming out of there out of the first game, he didn't play last
right
night, so he was out, from an injury, which I think that hurt him, mm-hmm, because I think Fauntleroy had to carry it that many more times. I mean, that's a lot of carries.
Yes,
that
is
a lot of carries, especially going into the fourth quarter trying to win a ball game. I mean, you're riding the horse that brought you, and that's what you're supposed to do. But that's a lot of carries on a young man who's having to start on defense, too.
Mm.
I mean, he's playing at cornerback. You know, and we threw it quite a bit last night, so we purposefully made him have to run
that's
around and move around. And, you know, those were some things that we had to look at, too, to try to make sure he's as winded as he is or can be going into that fourth quarter.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chapel Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Are you a student ready to embark on your journey towards financial independence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Trailhead Student Checking is a high dividend checking account designed exclusively for students aged 16 to 23. Your path to financial freedom begins at Mountain Credit Union. Start building a solid foundation for your future and enjoy the benefits that come with being a part of the Mountain Credit Union family. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician? roofing for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, as we finish up this morning and get ready for Oak Grove next week down in Winston-Salem, just taking a step back again, looking at the success that we've had across both programs in your tenure in this 11 years. I know you're very, very proud, and you should be, of what we've seen in terms of the multiple championships at both levels, JV and varsity level, the entirety of the program, and certainly this record that we're sitting on right now for this year at 9-2. Got a good play. We're in a very good place.
Yeah, I am. You know, when we get to the end of the year, I always go back and just, you know, kind of take a second and look at what we've accomplished. Always trying to go back and seeing things that we might change and adjust. But, you know, I go back and look at it as, you know, how many years as well. You know, we keep those things up on the board and in the field house, and we want the kids to be able to see them and look at them. And, you know, one of the things is that your overall record, and I always, you know, kind of preach about the program. It's not just about the varsity, and, you know, we treat the JV just like the varsity. It's a whole deal for us. You know, been here 11 years, 184 wins, 48 losses, and 13 championships between the programs, you know, with the JVs and the varsity. And just feel like we've done some really good things. I think it's solid. I think that the emphasis are on the places that they need to be as far as trying to get the kids ready to go. I think we've got really good coaching, and I think we've got kids that are bought into what mm-hmm. we're doing. I think we're in a good place. You know, it's – You look at the season. I mean, the season, you know, we just wasn't really sure going into it. We were coming back off of, you know, not a great season last year. A lot of new faces on the JVs. I mean, you have that every year, but a lot of unknowns going into the year. And then you come out and you play a really good Brevard team. I mean, really good Brevard team right out of the gates. And, you know, your JVs get a loss, and you come back the next night and your varsity gets a win.
Yeah.
You know, and, of course, those guys have gone on and done extremely well, and, you know, had a big win last night in the playoffs. And, you know, we're, I think, 6-0 going into the West game with, you know, your varsity and your JVs, you know, are continuing to improve. I think they were 4-1 going into their game against West. And, you know, again, just
and the rebound, too. So you're talking about, you know, the Tuscola and West Henderson game, rebounding a must-win game for us to get this home game last night, beat North Henderson, turn right around, beat them again. So the rebound even within this year.
Yeah, and we did, and that was, you know, that was tough. We, you know, we went up against West, and, you know, certainly the best team in our conference, and we knew that going in. We knew we would have to play extremely well and catch some breaks, had to make some changes in there, and, you know, ended up, you know, losing the game there. And, you know, lost Braden in that Tuscola game, which really hurt us, you know, in that game. And then you kind of come out of that game and you got to regroup. I mean, you've lost two in a row. You got to get your kids' mental psyche back, you know, get them back going. You got two games to go, trying to get that second place secured, trying to get a home playoff game. And I just think, I think our coaches did a good job, you know, preaching that to our kids. And I think our kids, you know, believed in what we were doing and gave us a chance. And I think that's why we won the ball game last night. You know, being home for that first round playoff game, you know, was an advantage for us last night for sure.
Just a couple of moments left before we get into finishing up here. But Oak Grove's next in Winston-Salem. And I'm sure you haven't had much of an opportunity to look at that yet. But, again, they're going to be good all the way throughout to this point.
Absolutely. I mean, you're solid teams. I don't think, you know, I thought North Henderson was a really good team.
Yeah.
Probably should have been seeded higher than what they were. You know, but we got them in the first round, and we've certainly been tested. You know, we'll see what Oak Grove has. You know, I'm sure it's a really good football team, playing a tough conference down there with North Davidson, which we've played before, you know, a couple of years ago in the COVID year. So we've been down that way before. Just going to be a really good, solid game. I mean, we'll have to put a good game plan together, hopefully have a great week of practice. I don't think travel will be an issue.
Right.
I think we've always done a good job with our travel and our plans and, you know, how we'll make those adjustments as we go. We're out of school on Friday.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Veterans Day. Yeah.
We'll have to make a few adjustments there. You know, we're on the right side of 26 this time,
yeah.
So hopefully that won't be an issue, you know, traveling down 40. But, you know, looking forward to the opportunity. I always enjoy traveling to different places and taking our team there and representing our school. Excited about this week as well.
Looking forward to it here as well. And, again, we'll be on the air at 6:30 from Oak Grove High School next week there in Winston-Salem with the pregame show, 7 o'clock game broadcast. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For Brett Chappell, Chad Upton, until next week, so long, everybody.